Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to On the Couch with Dr. Michelle, right here on LA Talk Radio.
Well, this is Dr. Michelle Cohen, and welcome. You are officially on the couch, as you always are, every Friday here live on LA Talk Radio. Welcome, everybody, wherever you're listening around the world. Yeah, thank you all for tuning in. It's so nice to have you here. I'm seeing the board light up right now, and wow, love your responses from my social media blurbs that I put out this morning about the show, because I'm telling you guys, you are going to learn so much today from my special guest. I mean, not only is he an inspirational person, he's really young for learning all these lessons so early. How lucky! You're going to be saying to yourself, dang, I want to learn all these lessons at my age now, no matter what age you are. So thanks, guys, for tuning in. This is Dr. Michelle, and I want to remind you that if you have any questions or comments about the show today before we get started, you can always email me, straighttalkdoc@gmail.com, straighttalkdoc@gmail.com. And also, you can call in live if you feel like it. If you want to get your voice on the air, you're not shy, you can do that too. Our number here is 323-203-0815, 323-203-0815. So today we're talking about overcoming obstacles, specifically life-threatening illnesses, and how my special guest made his way through it and came out the other side to being more enlightened and to being able to write a book that will inspire you all. Okay? So my special in-studio guest has an amazing story. His book is really good. It's called Win From Within, Discovering the Champion Inside. Dang, I wish I had thought that for a title for a book. He is Rob G. Adams. And as a result of his triumphant outcome and insights, he travels the nation and teaches the masses on how to overcome life's obstacles and develop a mindset to win. And he's also an author, speaker, wellness coach, and an athlete. And I think his message today will serve everybody in a great way. I mean, you don't have to be suffering from a serious illness to get what Rob is going to be talking about today. Because we're talking about hope, guidance, inspiration, no matter where you're at in your life. So without further ado, let me introduce him. Rob, welcome to the show today.
Thank you so much for having me. It's a pleasure to be here.
Oh, man. What a great book you wrote.
Thank you.
Thank you for sharing your insights.
Absolutely.
Do you mind me asking, how old are you?
Sure. Well, I just had my 31st birthday in January.
Happy birthday to you.
Thank you so much.
You are so young to have, you know, gone through what you went through and to share these experiences. Please don't ask me what my age is. Okay? I didn't mean to like put you on the spot there.
That's okay.
I know that you wrote this book from your journey when you were about 20 years old.
Correct. 20 years old. Second year of college. Yeah.
Man.
Yeah.
So just if you can sort of clarify for listeners, what was your intention on writing this book?
Yeah. Great question. So my intention behind writing this book, obviously, I wanted to get my story out. I wanted to give the readers that bird's eye view of what it was like to be 20 years old, a healthy guy growing up, athletic, you know, a good kid. I didn't do drugs or anything like that. But just what it would be like to be 20 years old, peak of your life, And to have this random diagnosis of cancer out of nowhere. I mean, it was a complete shock to myself, to my friends, my family, of course.
My God, yeah.
It was, you know, something we never thought would come down my way because I was so in shape and healthy and things. So I wanted to write this book to obviously inspire others. I want to help others to understand that they can move from setbacks to that place of winning from within, as the title suggests of my book. So you don't have to allow things to stop you.
Yes.
It doesn't matter whether it's a cancer, whether it's a divorce, whether it's a some sort of financial issue. You know, life happens to all of us. That's just the way it is. But you can win from within, that you can discover that champion. I happen to find and discover mine through going through cancer. But, you know, whatever you're facing today, you can discover that greater purpose and value of your life and what it is you're called to do in this life. I believe that everyone has that potential to add value.
Yes.
Everybody has something that they can add to this world. And, and Lord knows we need it nowadays more than ever.
Oh, you got that right. We really do.
Yeah.
We need a little hope, a little
Absolutely.
Faith. And we're going to be talking about hope and faith as well. And some of the really cool things that Rob has in his book to help sort of inspire you. And, you know, I really like books that are, you know, not only self-help, inspirational, but also have those parts in them where we can reflect. So you have some really cool things in there that really, you know, some of the psychological tools I use in my office,
Absolutely.
Basically,
yeah.
you know, to sort of stop and reflect on your life and where you came, where you're going. So maybe we can just sort of start off and talk about your journey to becoming a champion inside. So you had some challenges growing up. Can
Absolutely.
You share some of those with us?
Sure,
yeah.
sure. So I grew up in a single-parent home. I'm from originally Brandon, Florida.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I grew up in a pretty well-rounded single-family home. My mother did the best she could to raise me and my two sisters.
Mm.
I have a younger and older sister.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I grew up in a residential area. You know, I went to a decent school and in middle school and things like that. You know, I played sports. I rode my bike. I was just a healthy guy growing up. Nothing mm-hmm. out of the norm. You know, I broke bones, you know, playing things, sports and riding my bike, trying to backflip off things and being a knucklehead in that way. And, you know, I just grew up a normal guy.
Yeah.
And but there was a time in my life growing up without my father, and I discussed this in the book that it was difficult because seeing in the stands, I remember playing in games and things and going to practice, and it was my mother taking me to practice. It was
right,
and I'd go there and I'd see the other boys with their dads and you know, the support of their father in the stands. Go, son, you can hit that ball or good catch or good play, and I, for me, that was my mother,
right,
and
exactly.
so and my younger sister. So for me, that was sort of my first opportunity to win from within, my first sort of opportunity to know who I am, and that, you know, my mother reminded me that, hey, son, you know, you're not any different from any other boy just because your father is not present.
That's right.
Okay. Me and him had our own issues that has nothing to do with you, right? You're a good guy. Be who you want to be. Go for the moon. If you want to, you know, do whatever you want to do, go for it. Believe in yourself. And so that kind of grew up in me from a child, but absolutely was challenging because, you know, I didn't have him there and I had to learn a lot of things on my own.
Yes.
Of course, she did the best she could, my mother. But there's always that element of, you know, trial by fire. You have to learn by experience.
Sure.
And so I made some bad choices as a kid. I didn't get into drugs much, but, you know, I partied. I, you know, was chasing the girls and, you know, typical
That's
thing
normal.
Guys do. Right, right.
That's right.
So it's all of that I had to experience. And, but to answer your question, yeah, that was probably the toughest part was growing up without my dad and not having, you know, that positive male influence growing up in the home. You know, I just saw my mother raise me and my sisters. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, well, God bless your mom.
Thank you.
Strong woman
yeah.
and your sisters. And that's lovely that you had that, you know. I bet you have great relationships with women.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm not talking about fooling around. I'm talking about really healthy because, you know, from a lot of young men who I work with and older gentlemen. You know, when they don't have that father figure, they really, and they have a nice family of women around them, you know, it's really, they really know how to relate better to women.
Very
true. It's just something happening, you
know.
No,
you're right, I have,
up.
And I talk about relationships, you're right, I'm very kind of a little bit savvy and a lot of wisdom in that department, too.
Right, right, but I mean, you know, just liking women.
Very
you know
true.
What I'm saying?
Very true.
And I don't mean like, you know what I'm saying?
Right, right.
You know, I mean, just, you know, having that wisdom to respecting,
yes,
you know, women.
Mm-hmm.
So let's get into the story here. So
sure.
Wow, you went through a lot. By the way, guys, in case you just tuned in here, you're on the couch with Dr. Michelle. My special guest, Rob Adams, he's the author of his latest book. It's called Win From Within, Discovering the Champion Inside. He went through a difficult journey, but came out the other side. We're going to talk about that. So close to completing your sophomore year of college, you started to have some persistent headaches, right?
Correct.
And we all go, ah, I got a headache. It's stress, right?
Right.
And then what happened?
Yeah, so like you said, it started off as a headache. I was, 20 years old in my second year. I think it was around March of 2007.
Mm-hmm. Forget that date.
Exactly.
Huh?
I surely can't. And, I'm going through school as, like most kids in their spring semester mm-hmm. before summer break, right? So I'm finishing up my classes. I'm taking exams and preparing for that summer break that I cannot wait to get to, right?
Yeah.
And I have a headache. And, at first I didn't think nothing of it. I took a Tylenol and it went away. Okay. I kept going with my life. Then it came back, I'd say, about a week later.
Huh.
And I took another Tylenol. I'm like, okay, second headache, interesting. Hmm. It went away, came back again.
Wow.
I said, okay, I'll take another Tylenol. And by that maybe fourth headache, I was like, what's going on? I think it was around that time the headache got persistent. It didn't go away.
Right.
So I'd take a Tylenol by that point and it would still remain.
Right.
So I basically, from about maybe April to May, when that spring semester completed, I had a headache.
Wow.
So I was literally taking exams, sitting there in my, my lecture hall or wherever, whatever class it was.
Right.
And, filling out my exam and having a headache going on at the same time. Right.
Right.
So I was literally in pain.
Yes.
More or less. Right.
Absolutely.
And so that sort of was the beginning. And I called my mother during all this time. I called my mother back home. She's an LPN.
Right.
So she's a nurse.
Oh, lovely.
And I said, hey, Mom, I'm having these headaches. I don't know what's going on.
Yeah.
And obviously her antenna went up because this isn't normal from her son. Right. He's athletic.
Sure.
He's healthy.
Sure.
He never had medical problems.
Right.
And so she said, well, we need to get you to a doctor ASAP. As soon as you get home, let's go to a doctor.
Mm-hmm.
So I do that. I go to the doctor in Northern Virginia, where I lived at the time. Mm-hmm. And I went to an ENT specialist, ear, nose, and throat specialist.
Okay.
So these are people really skillfully trained in that particular
area
of the body.
Yeah.
So I go to them. By that third visit, initially the doctor didn't see anything wrong. She checked my blood pressure, heart rate, vitals, all that stuff was checking out fine. So we were like at a very interesting place. Like, okay, he's having headaches, but we don't see on paper where it's coming from.
Right.
It was like sort of a hidden, thing going on. And so by that third visit, that's when she said she put an endoscope in my right nostril through I forget the name of the procedure, but it's an endoscope. It's a thin little tube that goes up there.
Sure.
And they can see around in the back of your nose, your throat, that kind of area.
Right.
And she says, well, hey, we see something back there. It's a little like a little something. We don't know what it is. I'm not going to freak you out yet, but you need to get to a doctor to get a biopsy done. So I get to get the biopsy done at a hospital in D.C., Washington, D.C., and it came back as cancer. It was a rare type of cancer called nasopharynx cancer.
Oh,
yeah.
My goodness.
Very rare. I think 1 in 100,000 people go through that type of cancer.
Wow.
Yeah, very rare to the U.S.
Bless your heart.
Yeah.
So, of course, you're saying, no, you're in denial. No,
right.
That's not happening.
Right.
Really?
Right.
But really. So they said, we've got to get right with it, with treatments
absolutely.
And stuff.
Yeah,
okay.
it was a speedy... I got right into treatment. I think after the diagnosis, I think that was around June of 2007. I think it was July. We immediately, put me right into treatment. I had six months. So from July of 07 to December, it was all treatment. And I talk about this all in a book, The Journey. That was, getting the diagnosis, I really was pretty quiet in the doctor's office. I was more so just listening. I had questions in my head, but I never got negative. I never thought I was going to die. Here's my hand to God. Like, I never feared death in that moment of being 20 years old, get a rare diagnosis, your mother's tearing up next to you, your sister's tearing up.
Right.
And I'm sitting there and I'm just, okay, I hear you, doctor. I'm listening.
Mm-hmm.
This is what you need to do, Robert. This is what we're going to take you. This is the doctor I refer you to, da-da-da-da-da. And I say that because I want the reader to remember that I didn't get negative in that moment, which is really critical to my story, because it's when you get that bad report, that bad news, your response is contingent on that very moment of how you handle it, negatively, positively, et cetera.
Right.
And I didn't let myself get negative in that very second. all the way through my whole journey of losing weight, losing taste, all that stuff.
Wow.
Yeah.
So you went through chemo for about 6 months?
Correct.
Oh, man.
For that treatment, that type of cancer, mostly radiation.
Wow.
That's the way they treated me, mostly radiation.
Oh,
so the weight loss, I got down. I was 190 pounds starting out. I got down about 147.
Oh, my goodness.
At the lowest weight. Mm. I was extremely fatigued and tired all the time. I remember, and I put this in a book, I remember a time that I was upstairs in my room, and it got to a point where I was brushing my teeth in the mirror, and I literally would just lay down after that. I was tired after brushing
exhausted.
My teeth.
Sure, exhausted.
Or washing up and things.
Yes,
it was that bad. For me, it was just a lot of fatigue.
Right, sure.
The weight loss. And obviously, then it was a point where I couldn't taste food.
So right, you have no appetite.
You have no appetite.
Aww.
So that weight management is very critical. Anybody going through cancer can relate. You got to watch the weight because you don't want to eat and you don't taste food. So why should I eat?
Yep.
So you have to drink shakes and things.
Oh, sure.
Supplement.
Yeah. Boy, what a journey. Yeah. Oh, my goodness. So you're talking about the importance of that first moment and the way you sort of took in that information about your diagnosis. You know, I've been reading a lot about neurobiological processes. Like Dr. Joe Dispenza is like totally, you know, he's the guy that was, you know, talking all the time about, and he's traveling as well, like you, about how we think and exactly imaging and manifesting and embracing the positivity rather than going on the other side of the mountain down the back of the hill, you know.
Absolutely.
So it's really difficult because you had the gift somewhere within you to get it. And I think a lot of that had to do with your faith and your upbringing. And we can talk about that in just a bit. Guys, if you just tuned in here, you're on the couch with Dr. Michelle here, my special guest, Rob Adams. He's the author of an amazing book. He has some other books, too. We'll talk about those in a little bit, how you can get a hold of them and also find out more about Rob. The latest book we're talking about is called Win From Within, Discovering the Champion Inside and His Journey. Spoiler alert, he's here with us and he's healthy.
Absolutely.
That's why he's talking about it right now. So you went through 6 months of really, just going through these treatments, and you'd have these checkups, and it was scary, I'm sure.
Yeah.
And your family was saying, hang in there.
Yeah.
Did you have a lot of, support and faith around you at the time as well?
You know, absolutely. For most of that time in my life, it was my mother and my sisters. And by choice, I got pretty quiet in that time. I didn't really, there were friends back at my university who would call me, and I would let the call go to voicemail because I wouldn't say isolated myself, but I definitely got more quieter. I got more just sort of in a place of like, okay, I got to figure out how to get through this. Again, like I said earlier, I never feared death. I never thought about dying or this would be the end of my life.
Right.
And I think that's important. We all need to develop that mindset to win because, your thoughts control your life. I'm going to get into that later. But, my mother, of course, my faith, I'm a Christian, and I believe that my faith in God definitely brought about this healing in my life. This experience was able to be used for a good and a positive change, not only in my life, but in others, because this book is not about just me and, let's celebrate me. I want to celebrate life. I want to celebrate the ability to win from within, the ability to get through life's difficult moments with grace and power, and understand that we all have a voice. This just happens to be my voice.
Mm-hmm.
You have a voice. Listener right now, you have a voice. Wherever you are, whatever you're going through, there's something that can be used for a greater good if you allow it to come through you and you allow yourself to be used that way.
Beautiful.
So, but I definitely, my faith absolutely was a big part of this outcome.
I love that.
Yeah.
So we'll get to the fast forward here. And you talk about how it felt when you got the good news. So so kind of roll that one out for us.
Sure. The good news. Yes, very good news. So after 6 months, like you said, of intense treatments, I think it was around January of 2008, so the turn of that new year, I got my first PET scan, which is the scan they use to find the cancer and all that. It came back as no cancer, completely cancer-free. I think it was January 22nd. It's in the book. And I remember it, in my house, my mom Gets a phone call from my doctor. They, you know, after the scan, they say, yeah, we're going to call you in a few days, let you know the results.
Mm-hmm.
So my mom's, you know, we just got in from doing some errands and all that.
Mm-hmm.
We get home and the phone rings and there's a voicemail, and it's from the doctor's office I was going to.
Mm.
And my mother picks up and, you know, listens to the voicemail. And, you know, I do like I normally do. You know, I was 21. I just had my 21st birthday. So I go upstairs, you know, I chill out in my room, put the TV on, you know, like a normal guy. And my mom's like, you know, oh my gosh, Rob, you got to hear this. You know, she's totally like on level 10, you know, and I'm like, what's going on?
What?
And I did win the lottery, though. What's
right.
going on? You know,
you did win the lottery,
I sure
you?
Did. Yeah, won the lottery in health. And, and you know, I run downstairs. Mom, you okay? What's going on? She's like, Rob, you got to hear this. So I hear the message. They're like, hey, Rob, this is Dr. Such and Such. Give us a call. We got your results. So I call the doctor's office, and immediately they start like, like screaming, like, Rob, you
Yay.
Did it. You're cancer free, buddy.
I love that.
And, oh, yeah. It was such an electric moment in my life because, and I talk about this in the book, but I already knew that outcome.
Yes.
Before it ever was spoken.
Yes, yes.
Through the doctor.
Right.
That's the key, Dr. Michelle.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you already have to see yourself on the other side of the mountain.
Yes.
Even though in the physical world, you don't see yourself on the other side. You don't see that outcome, but you have to believe it's possible. You have
mm-hmm.
to know that it's possible
mm-hmm.
and you take the steps to get to that outcome. But that call, that good news was already confirmation of what I already knew from day one.
God. Yeah. That is such a beautiful story. I love that. Thank you for sharing that with us, Rob.
Thank you.
So you talk about also in your book, and this is a biggie, and we can get into your faith in a minute too, but I think it goes hand in hand here, how most people fail to live their best life because of fear. You stop. You suggest that we stop looking around and start looking within.
Yes.
I have a listener who wrote us on straighttalkdoc@gmail.com. Guys, if you have any question for Rob or myself, do so, please, straighttalkdoc@gmail.com. And I'm going to read, Marcus, I'm going to read your question in just a bit, but it kind of applies to the answer here. So how can we start looking within? What do you mean by that? And and how do we combat those fears? I mean, there's so much stuff around us. I mean, everything in life, you know, no matter what people say, oh, life's better, everything's great, you know, no more prejudice, no more, we're all good. Really? Okay. There's so much stress out there in life, and it really is still, there's a lot of stuff going on.
Sure.
How do we stop feeling those fears?
Yeah. Well, you know, great question. I think it starts, you know, by understanding we really can't escape the world around us, right? We live in the world, you know, we live here. This is where we operate. This is where we do business. We have relationships in this earth. So we can't escape it, but I think you can combat it. And I talk about three main points that, you know, fundamental concepts that really helped me to overcome cancer. And I believe that they are the key to really overcoming just about anything you go through in life, whether it's health, financial, marital, whatever. And number one is faith. But the next point is understanding the power of your words. I really believe in, you know, words, the power that words carry. You know, even the Bible makes it clear life and death is in the power of the tongue. And I like what Joyce Meyer says, that words are containers and you choose the power that they carry.
Yes.
So by changing your speech, by changing your mentality on life,
right,
taking a negative and turning it into a positive,
right,
if you can get that type of mentality going for you, it's very powerful.
Mm-hmm.
And lastly, understanding and maintaining a positive mental attitude.
Mm-hmm.
So your attitude and your words go hand in hand, because I believe once your mind changes, your words will change.
Mm-hmm.
So once you start becoming a more positive individual, you will naturally start speaking more positively. So, for example, when I was going through cancer, and I have two letters in my book, from one from a nurse, my RN, and one from an office manager who had a chance to be around me on a day-to-day basis.
Mm-hmm.
So they saw me, they heard me. And so I wanted their perspective of how I was going through cancer. Was I really this positive guy? Was I a negative jerk? Was I was I disrespectful? Because my nurse told me a lot of young people that go through cancer at that age, they're usually very negative and they don't take their medicine.
Mm-hmm.
They tend to be a little more aggressive in their nature and things.
Sure.
And so basically they said, what I'm telling you now is that I was positive, that I was very respectful of my nurses, my doctors. I never, you know, combated their ideas and their methods of treating what I had at the time. And I'd always speak positively. You know, I'm going to make it. This too shall pass. better days ahead.
Yes.
You know, God's going to heal me.
Yes.
I know that this isn't the end.
Yes.
All of those words, all those types of sentences started to begin to shape my world, even though I couldn't see it going through
it. Right.
But it made me more hopeful.
Yes.
It actually changed my psychological, you know, perspective of this cancer at 20 years old, peak of my life. I started to actually become more positive and I actually didn't focus on the problem as much.
Yes, yes.
That's shocking because you would think that's all I thought about day in and day out was, oh my gosh, I have cancer. But I actually started to just smile and be more positive. And I was shocked at my own self because I was activating my words. I was activating that mental attitude that this is going to pass, that something good is going to come out of this. I'm not going to die. And I like the quote from Dr. Wayne Dyer. He says, if you change the way you look at things, the things you look at change.
Yes, that's exactly
so
right.
So you have to learn to focus on the right things in your darkest, most difficult moment. You have to learn and understand that what I'm looking at and what I choose to give my attention to. So if you're focusing on the bad in the world, if you're focusing on all the, you know, there's a lot of stuff going on in the news. You know, any of us can flip on the news and understand there's a lot of things going on in this world today. If that's all you tend to focus on and meditate on and think about, then it's going to be a lot harder to do something positive and think about maybe the good that I can do instead of the bad that's going on around me.
That is so beautiful. It's so true. That's, you know, one of my favorite things that Dr. Dyer says. I just love that. You know, change the way you think and the world will change around you.
I mean,
that is huge.
Right.
So I just want to read this quick. Excuse me, guys. Should have turned off my cough mic. But that's okay. We're live. We're LATalkRadio.com, and you're on the couch here with Dr. Michelle, my special guest today, Rob Adams. He is the author of his latest book, Win From Within, Discovering the Champion Inside. Now, Marcus writes us here at straighttalkdoc@gmail.com. Hey, thank you so much for being on the show, Rob. This is an inspiration to me. I was diagnosed with multiple myeloma 3 months ago and am undergoing chemotherapy, which is supposed to be a great help and can reverse my condition. I really appreciate your words of wisdom. Keep it up.
Thank you so much for
that's
that.
That's beautiful.
God bless you wherever you are right now.
I love that. That's so good. Yeah. Okay, so we have another one coming in, but I'll get to her in just a minute. So it's all about sort of starting to look within, quieting our minds. I loved what you said about you kind of didn't answer a lot of phone calls, because what I have found with people who are not feeling well and are undergoing treatment, there's a thing not only about you just kind of want to figure it out, you know, but there's also a thing about energy from other people. You don't want people to call and go, I'm so, oh my God. Exactly. You don't want to take on that fear, that energy, right?
Correct.
I mean, everybody loves you and your friends and family are going to reach out and love you. But there's something about you just kind of, and then you get out of there and you go, I'm on the other side. I love you and I didn't take your call because I didn't want to take that energy on.
Exactly.
Do you understand that it's not personal?
Exactly.
You know,
very
so,
true.
I just wanted to kind of throw that out there because a lot of people who I work with do that. They just kind of shut down and they, and there's a lot of, however you say it, like meditation and, you know, stuff like that.
Exactly.
That's cool. So, I love your faith and we can talk about that as well. So let's look at some of the other sort of suggestions that you give that people can use that are really practical to just sort of get a handle on where they're at.
Sure.
And manage these fears coming in and just some other goodies that they can take away with them today after the show.
Sure. So, you know, as I said earlier, and all of these are in the book, that first step, you know, is faith, the unwavering belief that God is able to do something in your life. Dr. Martin Luther King has a quote. He says that, you know, faith is taking the first step, even when you don't see the whole staircase. So, As you demonstrate faith and belief in your tough challenges, wherever you are listening right now, you're going to find that sense of hope, and it's going to actually propel you to keep moving forward. And, you know, I talk a lot about that when I speak about moving forward and not allowing setbacks to keep you back. Because a lot of people, I think, and that's unfortunate, because a lot of people go through setbacks of all types, and they allow that situation, let's say, you know, when they were, you know, whatever, in their 20s or 30s mm-hmm. or whatever age, yeah. and they harp on that, and they allow that moment, that circumstance to literally dictate their entire life.
Yeah.
And yes. it's so dangerous because, right. you know, if you look at from the beginning and end of your life, everything is just a moment, even mm. though it felt like mm. for eternity. I promise you, when I was going through cancer in those mm-hmm. 6 months, it felt mm-hmm. like 6 years.
Oh, yeah.
I could bet. Not wait to be out of it. Oh, I was very much, it was very difficult. And I know what that's like, but when you think about it now, when you know, that was, 11 years ago, I went through cancer. So mm-hmm. it's like, when I look back now, in retrospect, mm-hmm. that was a second.
Wow. Yes,
snap of a finger, you know.
Yes, it
can't
was.
Snap my finger. It's not
right,
but right it yeah. really isn't that long,
right?
And so when you're in your most challenging hour, it feels, I know, hard in that moment, and it's like, oh my gosh, I can't do this. And fortunately, people commit suicide and do all these dangerous things, and I don't live anymore. I don't want to be around people.
Sure.
Blah blah blah. And it's like you've got to remind yourself that mm-hmm. these feelings change.
Mm-hmm.
Feelings are not consistent.
Mm-hmm.
So. They change, but more importantly, it's only a second in the grand scheme of your life.
Yes.
And there's more value, more purpose to your life than there isn't value.
Mm-hmm.
And there's more that you can learn. I believe, you know, and this sometimes makes people scratch their head when I say mm-hmm. this, but going through that cancer actually made me a better man.
Wow.
It actually showed me that champion inside. This is what my book title, Win From Within, Discovering the Champion Inside. It actually
yes.
showed me.
Mm-hmm.
who I am,
mm-hmm.
it sort of spotlighted it. You know, mm-hmm. I was always this guy, but I followed the crowd. And I talk about that growing up, you know, I was an average guy, right? I followed the crowd. I did what my friends did. If they say go left, I go left. They say stop, I stop.
Right.
And I had no real grips on who I was as a man. And it was like in this moment at 20 years old, something that was, you know, on the outside very painful and difficult and all feel sad for me, was actually something that was making me who I am, who you're listening
yes.
to right now.
Right.
This sort of is the product, the outcome of faith, understanding the power of my words, mm-hmm. and maintaining a positive mental attitude.
Mm, beautiful.
Those three, mm-hmm. that's like the recipe that you know, life and God and faith and everything sort of stirred up and put it in a pan and put it in the oven and baked it. And now the product is this guy here.
Right.
Like, I wasn't this guy before. Trust
yes,
me. I was
yes.
very, you know, self-centered and it's oh. all about me and my fun. And, you know, I'm young and I'll do what I want and I'm invincible. That's another
sure.
thing young people feel.
Sure.
We think we're invincible. Cancer
yeah.
can never hit me. Diabetes,
right.
Alzheimer's,
right.
or they have juvenile arthritics.
Yes, they
so
do.
So there's people with juvenile mm. arthritis,
mm-hmm.
kids with mm-hmm. bones that look like a 90-year-old person's.
Yes.
So this stuff humbles you. Sometimes tragedy, tough times really show you who you are. They show
mm-hmm.
you God is. And they show you, you know, who you are as a person mm-hmm. and the potential that lies within. I believe that's what it's all about. Win from within is sort of an idea that I need to look within myself more than I look around at everybody else. What
yeah.
this person is doing and that person and Instagram and social media.
Right,
and what
worrying
car
about what other people are doing
exactly,
or saying.
Exactly, exactly. Because everything you need to win at life is inside of yourself.
Mm.
Everything. And that's not a cliche statement. You can win. You can pick yourself up. You can move on. You can have a good attitude. You can be the person you've always dreamed you can be. But you're not going to get there by blaming others or looking at this person and, oh, it's their fault I'm this way, or my dad wasn't in my life, so I'm just messed up.
Mm.
You know, my mother walked out, so I'm on drugs now.
Yeah.
And a lot of people, and I don't get me wrong, I sympathize with
sure,
you, but I'm not
sure.
I'm not creating a you know, a bed for you to lay in and just wallow in your own pity.
Sure.
Because I grew up without a father. I grew up,
right.
you know, with struggles sometimes financially, seeing my mother
sure.
work 2 and 3 jobs so she could put Christmas gifts under the tree.
Yes.
I grew up with that.
I love the Christmas story.
Oh, I
Mom always came through.
Right? She sure did.
Yeah.
And she made it happen. But
that's
kind of my main message is let's get up. Let's make it happen. This
yeah.
is doable.
Yes, it
is. And it's up to you to look within yourself and pull out that greatness. It's up to you to activate, you know, your gifts and talents and start
mm-hmm.
being a blessing to people around you. That's the whole premise mm-hmm. of the book here. It's just
it sure
if
is.
I can inspire, I can touch the life of one person,
mm-hmm.
it was all worth it.
Oh, beautifully said, Rob. Thank you so much. By the way, if you just tuned in here, you're on the couch with Dr. Michelle. My special guest today is Rob Adams. He has written an amazing inspirational book. It's called Win From Within, Discovering the Champion Inside. And it's also a workbook. It's a self-help book. It's a book of faith and hope, and it has a very happy ending. And those are the kind of books we like.
Yeah.
You are here with us to bless us with your wisdom, which is amazing.
Thank you so much.
And at the end of the show, also, we're going to be telling you how you can get in contact with Rob and get his books. He's written other books. And also find out more about, you know, his coaching, his speeches, his traveling, inspirations that he gives to everyone. So we have an email here from straighttalkdoc@gmail.com.
All right.
That came in from Alicia.
Alicia.
Thank you, honey, for writing us. We appreciate that.
Hi, Alicia.
She said, hi. Hey, Rob, 6 months ago, I was in a terrible car accident where a woman ran a red light and T-boned me. I have had to undergo several spinal surgeries and suffer in pain every day. I'm learning to walk better again. How can I stop myself from asking, why me, God?
Yeah. Mm. Such a great
tough
question,
one, huh?
Alicia. Yeah, that's I want to start by first, Alicia, thanking you for that that email, that question. You know, God bless you so much. You're already inspiring me just for the courage that you're demonstrating to learn how to walk again from such an unfortunate accident. I actually had someone run a red light on me as well before I moved to California 2 years ago, and my car got totaled. I didn't have any injuries, but I lost the car. But you know, that's the question of the hour. You know, how can I move forward when I feel like something really terrible has happened in my life, and how can I not blame God and ask God, why me? Well, let me tell you, Alicia, it's okay to ask God, why me? I did too.
Mm-hmm.
When I went through cancer at 20, I asked God, why me?
Mm-hmm.
And then somebody gave me some insight. They said, you know, Rob, start asking, why not you?
Hmm.
They asked me, why not you, Rob? Why not you? And that didn't initially comfort me because it's not what I wanted to hear. It was like, how dare you ask me why not me? I mean, I have cancer. Like, why would you say that? That's kind of, that's like hard words, right? And it doesn't feel always good to hear that. But Alicia, you are a survivor. You're a champion. That is already inside of you. Even before the accident happened, I'm sure there's times in your life where you have went through other difficult moments. And this was just so, this may be obviously one of the biggest moments, but there's already a winner inside of you. There's already a champion there. Okay. Don't let the situation you're going through today and learning how to walk, learn to dig deep inside yourself, get quiet, you know, read books that will sort of get you inspired and encouraged to not quit, that you can learn to walk again.
Mm-hmm.
There's plenty of Olympic athletes. I can't remember one in specific.
Right.
I'm thinking in my head, but she was learned to walk all over again. She became an Olympic athlete.
Right.
Goodness, I got to get her name, and I'll get it for you. But
she's a track star?
Yeah, she was a track star, yeah. And she had I think she was born with, like, polio or something back in the 60s.
Yeah.
And almost her name is Rudy something. Mm-hmm. But she basically, same thing. She had to learn how to walk all over again as a little girl. The doctor said, you know, you'll never walk.
Right.
You're confined to crutches in a wheelchair. She said, no, I don't believe that.
Mm-hmm.
There's
Beautiful.
Something in me that can override this. And guess what? That's what happened. She broke all kind of records, did fantastic things in her sport.
Mm-hmm.
So remain encouraged, Alicia, and remember that this doesn't have to define you where you're at right now. You know, crutches, wheelchair, the medical report. It doesn't have to define you. You can win from within, that there is someone inside of you that you have yet to meet. And I encourage you to find that person through self improvement, self-discovery. I don't know what your faith is, you know, but, you know, I encourage you to read some scriptures on healing.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I did, you know, Isaiah 53:5, that by his stripes I'm healed. That's, you know, that's where I'm coming from with things. But keep that positive attitude. Believe that this can pass and that there is maybe a greater good that's supposed to come through this. Maybe you're going to inspire a lot of people. Maybe you're going to come out with a book as well and say, hey, I wasn't walking, now I walk. So always keep a good attitude, and definitely God bless you.
Thank you so much, Rob. Thank you, Alicia, for emailing us here at straighttalkdoc@gmail.com. And you guys can too if you'd like, if you have questions or comments. So far, thank you so much for reaching out, Marcus and Alicia, about your stories. And Rob said, God bless you and thank you for being here. And pick up his book, by the way, and we're going to tell you how you can do that in just a little bit. It's called Win From Within, Discovering the Champion Inside. You know, there's a lot of books, about self-empowerment and visualization and manifestation, and they're all true, you know, whether they be Dr. Wayne Dyer or Esther Hicks, you know, the law of attraction.
That's
and,
right.
You know what I'm saying? And whoever, the inspirational leaders of our world, Dr. Martin Luther King, and who, you know, they're all, the messages are so similar, but each one has power in it, you know. Yeah. So, you know, a lot of folks say, how can we be creators of our lives? You know, it's good to meditate, to go within. And you're talking about faith. Are you saying that we are creators within? We have that spirit. We have that God source within us?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Absolutely. I am saying that. You know, there's a part of my book I talk about basically the idea that faith is that belief. It's, you don't know how it's going to happen, but you know that it will. And there's a story of Jim Carrey in my book. You know, the comedian, the actor. We all know Jim Carrey.
He cracks
hilarious.
Me up. Yeah,
he's so hilarious. and basically there was a time in his early part of his career where he was a young actor. You know, he just moved out here to LA, and he would drive to Mulholland Drive in Beverly Hills just to sort of keep his dream alive, that there are people living this life. There are people with the homes and cars and maybe lifestyle I'd like to have one day. And long story short, he put a check in his wallet. This interview was actually on Oprah's show years ago. Yeah, back in the 90s.
Wow.
And he wrote a check for himself for $10 million. He said, I'm going to write this check. I'm going to fold it up. I'm going to put it in my wallet. And I know I'm going to make that at some point in my life. I think he put a deadline of 5 years on it.
Wow.
So the date was 5 years out from the day he wrote it. And so years went by. And lo and behold, I think it was Thanksgiving of 1995, he got a major role in Dumb and Dumber with Jeff Daniels.
Oh,
and he made $10 million.
Oh, dang.
So literally it came to pass. And I liked his example so much, because what a boldness, what a tenacity, what a faith to believe that.
Yeah.
You know, if I put things out in the atmosphere that are positive, if I believe that this can happen, it can happen. You know, if you can hold, if you can believe it in your mind, if you can see it in your mind, you can hold it in your hand. That was what someone shared with me. And I said, that's
right.
So true.
Yeah.
Your mind is that creative atmosphere. To answer your question about faith, that's the creative atmosphere that we all possess.
Right.
And you have to learn how to harness this, thing called your mind. Right.
Right.
Because out of it comes all creativity and all ideas. And, you know, everything in this room here today, everything, this microphone was once an idea.
Yes.
These headphones were once an idea. You know, this book, Win From Within, was once an idea that came from my mind, my spirit. So everything started off organically. It was started off in our minds as a creative outlet, right? Someone said there's a need for a chair. What if we take some pieces of wood and plastic and shape it this way and mold it this way, and we can have people sit down instead of standing up all day? It's very simple. If we make life simpler, I think that's a big part of it too. I try to go very basic with things. I don't want to be someone that's like way over people's heads. I just read stuff that's very simple. Simple truths of life.
It's
everything is an idea. Everything starts off in your mind. You are the creator of your own life. And the quote from Jim Carrey, I'm going to actually pull it from the book because I want to read it verbatim.
Yeah.
He says, quote, I believe we're all creators. We all have the ability to create with every thought, every word, and every moment. So the law of attraction, as you mentioned earlier, you are basically your greatest thought. Everything you think about, your greatest thought, right, is eventually going to be your reality. So in essence, you are a walking magnet, constantly attracting or repelling. Notice I say repelling, because some people are repelling things.
Yes, they are.
They're constantly causing good things to go away because of their attitude, because of their words.
Yes.
How can I have a good life and talk bad or negative?
Exactly.
It doesn't exist.
Right.
It doesn't exist. So remember, your life, you are a walking magnet. And whatever you focus on, whatever you continually talk about is what eventually, it's going to become your reality. And so,
Beautifully said. No, and that's what Esther Hicks, you know, says. She calls resistant thinking, not to keep referring to that. But I mean, that's those intrusive thoughts.
Yeah.
You know, so and it's like I said earlier, there's always stuff going on around us. We get the negative input from the news and the friends and the bad news and this and, you know, everything's kind of. But oh, by the way, side note here. It's so funny you said, if you can see it in your mind, if you can think it in your mind, you can hold it in your hand. Yeah. I was just listening to Bob Proctor last night. He's the kind of hypnosis guru guy who, you know, he kind of talks you down and helps you relax.
Yeah.
Shows where I'm at. Yeah. You know, late night, kind of listening to that and kind of chilling out. But he said that exactly. And I don't know if he's, I think he got it from someone else. But it's, it's sort of the, and you know what you were talking in regards to Jim Carrey as well. He put that check in his wallet. It's that unwavering. Yeah, stuff's coming in. Yeah, but nope. It's here. It's solidified. I'm knowing it. Stuff's coming in. Negative stuff. Not thinking that.
That's right.
So we're changing. We have to change up our language. We have to always change it up, and we always have to kind of really train ourselves in a way. And you have these great, you know, sort of journal exercises, take action stuff in your book too, to help folks really think about how they can change those things up.
Absolutely.
So, you know, that's really helpful as well, which I really appreciate. But it's sort of how to not deny this stuff. I mean, we all have to deny in life.
Sure.
That's our survival mechanism.
Absolutely. Yeah.
You know, I'm going to just make that kind of go on. You know, that's survival.
Yeah.
Not deny the reality of stuff happening, but know that we have that strength within us to overcome it. So you would say that overcoming your illness, and to others, such as Marcus and Alicia, really is to say, I hear you. I know it's there. This is a lesson for you. God or the higher power, whoever you relate to, is saying, hello.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, maybe wake up a little bit. Find that power within. You can do this.
Exactly.
You can do this.
You certainly can. And understanding that, that the things that we all experience, no matter the level of difficulty or whatever it is, there's always something that is good that can come out of that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it doesn't have to be the end. You know, cancer is a major disease in America, right? Mm-hmm. And I've had family members touched by cancer, right? I mean, I think we all have. And, you know, it's not something I'm trying to belittle what I went through or say, oh, you know, I just went through everything with a smile. I didn't say that.
No.
There were days where I cried.
Oh, God.
There are days where I wore sunglasses right into the office and I teared up.
Sure.
Because there was a point in my journey that got very difficult. That was when I lost all the weight and I began to really even doubt, right? We all have doubt, fears. These things are natural responses. And, you know, it's not that I would ever tell anyone listening to just listen to me and say, oh, I'm saying to, you're not going to feel things. Mm-hmm. You are going to feel things.
Yes.
You're going to feel the sting of rejection or fear or sadness or grief.
Mm-hmm.
These are normal reactions. But as you said, Dr. Michelle, it's just learning how to adjust your focus. Write down that quote from Dr. Wayne Dyer. Mm-hmm. If you change the way you look at things, the things you look at will change.
Oh, that's
if
beautiful.
You focus on the glass is half empty, then that's all you'll think about. That's all you'll see. Oh, I don't have enough. It's half empty. What's the use? Throw it out. Mm-hmm. I don't need it. Whatever. Let's run away. Let's move. Let's just get out of here. Or that glass is half full. It's almost full, but it's not there yet. It's half full, not half empty. There are two different mentalities, different ways of looking at that glass of water. So it's your life is no different. You can either look at your life as half empty. Oh, I lost this. This person left me. I have this disease. I have this sickness. I my dog died. I blah, 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 blah. I don't like traffic in L.A. Nobody likes traffic in L.A. But anyway, you can say, you know what? I'm in a beautiful city. I'm in a beautiful land. I'm here to conquer it. I'm here to do big things. I'm here to become all that I'm supposed to be because that's what I was born to do. You can have one of the two outlooks. You can't have both. And I promise you, if you have the latter, you're going to live life a lot longer. You're going to be a lot happier. You're going to enjoy your blessings a lot more. Even if those things are small improvements, celebrate your progress, by the way. Mm. That's another big point I want to mention. Celebrate your progress.
Yes.
Celebrate if you did one small thing in a positive direction today versus yesterday, celebrate yourself. Mm. Be grateful. Be happy about that one thing. Don't look at another person and say, well, they did, you know, they've been doing this for 6 months with a good attitude. Well, how long have you been doing it? Maybe you've been doing it for a week. Good job.
Good for you.
Right.
Exactly.
It's all, you know, progress is progress no matter how small. It's all progress. So learn to enjoy your journey. Be happy with every step that you take.
Yeah. Beautifully said, Rob. Thank you so much for that.
Thank you.
And it's about that time. Thank you so much for being on the couch today here on LA Talk Radio.
It's been a pleasure. Thank
you
so much.
You are such an inspiration, and I so appreciate your book. It's called Win From Within, folks, Discovering the Champion Inside. What's the best way folks can learn more about you and pick up your book?
Sure. So be sure to visit my website, iamrobgadams.com. There you get your free copy of my 7 Steps to Win From Within download. You can also purchase the book Win From Within, Discovering the Champion Inside on Amazon. They also have the Kindle edition as well. And connect with me on social media, Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter at Rob G. Adams. I'd love to hear from you. Message me any questions, comments, concerns. I'm here for you. I'd love to hear from you.
Ah, beautifully said. Thank you so much again here for being on the show.
Thanks so much.
Great
for the
opportunity. Meet you in person, Rob.
Thank you, Dr. Michelle.
All right. Okay, guys. Take that with you, and you can listen to the show again, by the way. All my shows are up in the archives when we get off the air. I'll get this information up, too, on my webpage here at LA Talk Radio about how you can get a hold of Rob's book and find out more about him. Hey, guys, thanks so much for being here. I sure appreciate it. And next week, we're going to get a little bit more inspiration as well about who you are within you. We're going to be talking about some relationship stuff and just how to be a little more successful in all aspects of your life. Thanks for listening, guys. Dr. Michelle Cohen here. Take good care of yourself first, then you'll be great for others.
Got you. Bye. On my mind again tonight. I see you flashing red.